Lamed Gimel. Get Lamed Gimel. Amad Aleph. Excuse me if I'm slurring today. I'm going to try and overcome. Okay. Now, we said we're two lines down. Ve'ein soim chivin esekedera bebikas. You can't support your pot with a bikas. It's like a piece of wood. Ve'ein vedalas. And similarly, you can't support your kedera with your door. So says the Gemara, vedalas salkadaitach, you're going to support your pot with a door. That seems pretty stupid. So says the Gemara, right, true. Ella Ema, we have to change the Mishnah and say Vachin Hadelis. Right? We change the base of the Delis and the Hadelis, and really we're talking about supporting the door with the piece of wood, meaning it's a doorstop. You can't use a piece of wood as a doorstop. Okay? Tana Rabbanan, Ein Soimchin Es Kedera, you can't support the Kedera Babikas with Babikas. Bechein Hadelis. And see, this Brisa is with Hadelis instead of Badelis. The Fi Shelo Nisnu, because they're not given, Eitzim El Hasoka. Because the thing that you're supposed to use wood for on Yom Tov is for lighting. And this is not the, you didn't, this is not a Kli. So this is a huge, this is a kind of interesting principle over here. Basically, we're saying something is, you're allowed to do certain things with it, but not other things with it.
So that's like the most interesting thing. So one of those allowed to only use something for its purpose.
Its purpose. So very good. That's very similar to Rebbe. Very good. That's very similar to Rebbe Nechemiah. That's very well done, Gil. That we say that some things are only specific. But this is not Rebbe Nechemiah over here. This is according to Rashi. This is Rabbi Yehuda. This is the Machlokes. So let's look on Ahmed Bey's. Two-thirds down in the Rashi over here. The Rashi over here explains, I assume this Rashi would apply to where we are now as well. Yeah, the Rashi Dibra Masgal, it says, Lo yitol ela min avoshel behema. You can only take from the trough of the behema. So this is a bit out of context, but it brings in our point, yeah? So this is dover haroi le'achila. So something that's fitting for food, right, animal food, is mukhan l'chol tzorach. You can use it for anything you want. I mean, there's no limitations on it with regards to moving. Aval eitzim. But wood, hoil v'darkan l'davara osa, since the general usage of wood is for something prohibited, meaning kugon l'asuz kalim, in order to make vessels and of the like, you use it. It's a build. You go to the building yard and you get wood. Wood is for building things, right? Large things, small things, whatever. So lo hitiru l'taltalon, the only permitted you to carry them on Yom Tov for the sake of burning. So that's a very interesting thing, right? It's basically, it's like a limited heter, right? But Ikaron should be Mukta, and they permitted you on Yom Tov to carry it for fire. Okay, so that opinion is going to be over here, and we're going to see that Rabbi Shimon argues with that. So let's go back now. Let's just read it again, yeah? Because I assumed before when we were at Bikas, I thought it was just Stam Mukta piece of wood. But in fact, you can carry it for fire, it sounds like. Okay, so let's just read this Brisa again. Tana Rabbanan, ain't something something as the Kedera, you can't support your pot, right? But similarly, your door, with this piece of wood, with your firewood. Why? The fish alone is no eitzim, El Hasoka. Because the purpose of wood is, right? They only allowed you, it's not really the purpose, because maybe the purpose of wood is for building, not for building or making kalim, for other things, yeah? They only allowed you to do firewood. But Rabbi Shimon, Matir, and Rabbi Shimon permits, because he doesn't hold with Muksa, right? He holds the, in this case, there's another case of where Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold with Muksa. Okay, now, the ain man higin es a behema b'makal. You can't direct your animal with a stick on Yom Tov. The Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Matia, and Rebbe Elazar, who's the son of Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai, yeah, he went into the cave with him. He was Matia permitted. So says the Gemara. Let's suggest, Lema Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. Let's say Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Ka'avu Asvira Lei. He holds like his father. It's a family minag. Well, we don't hold with Muksa. Delays Le Muksa. Says the Gemara. Lo. Baha Afili Rebbe Shimon Moida. Rebbe Shimon would agree in this case that you can't do it, but not because of Muksa, it's a totally different thing. Mishum, because Dimichsi, that the Dalit is a prefix, Michsi looks like, appears like, Kaman, as if, The ozil that he's going, dal is a prefix, ozil going, lechinga, lamed is a prefix, to the chinga. He's going to the chinga. Rashi explained, chinga is basically is a lotion of a circle, right? And it basically means go to the marketplace, because in the marketplace people circle around. Yeah, choni amagel. Okay, fine. So that's that. So we say the reason over here that you can't lead your cow with a street through the street with a piece of wood is because it looks like you're going to take it to the marketplace to sell it, and that's the problem of maybe Morris Iron. Now, chizra is basically a spiky piece of wood. Okay, so it's a spiky piece of wood. So wood, we just said the general usage of wood is for fire. Well, you're allowed to use it for firewood. Now the question is, now Rav Nachman Osso, you want to use it now instead of firewood, you want to use it as a spit. Yeah, you want to make a kebab, right? So Rav Nachman says it's osa. Why is it osa? Because no, the only usage you're allowed to do with it on Yom Tov is for firewood, and you can't use it as a kli. And since you didn't make it as a kli from the day before, if you would have made it from a kli the day before, it would be fine, because it's a kli now. It's not a piece of firewood. It's a kli, right? But Rav Sheshes Shari, Rav Sheshes permits. Now, qualifying Buritiva, if it's a wet, freshly cut piece of wood. Kuli alma lo pligi. Everyone agrees. Yeah, de osa. It's going to be osa, right? Because it's not good firewood, right? Firewood, you got to dry it out. So that's a no-brainer, right? Keep pligi be yavishta. They're arguing with a dry piece of wood, and now we're going to explain. Man de osa, the person who prohibits amalach, he will tell you lo nisnu etim ala hasoka. Wood was only given, the allowance to carry them was only given for the sake of burning things on Yom Tov. Amanda Shari, the man who permits Amalach, he would tell to you, Mali Latolois boy, what's the difference with using it as a spit to roast on it? And Mali Latolois Begichelto, and what's the difference between using it to burn things with? Basically, you're still using it, you know, in the realm of fire. One, you just put in it, you know, sticking a piece of meat on it and burning it, and another one, you're just burning the wood. Okay. Ikad Amri, some people have a different, the machalok is different, right? Be yavishta kuli alma lo pligi. If it's dry, this spiky piece of wood, everyone agrees that it would be fine. Because, deshari, because I suppose, because using it with the fire. Ki pligi buritiv, the arguing on a wet one. Manda osa, the person who prohibits, says, because you can't use it for fire, it's wet wood, it's not good. Yeah, Amanda Shari, the person who permits, will say, Amalachai will tell you, ha, Chazi, it's fitting, the Hesek goggle for a big bonfire. Big bonfire, basically, it'll get through the moisture and it'll burn nicely afterwards. And therefore, you would also be allowed to use it as a spit as well. Now, Behilchasa, what's the halacha? Yeah, Yavishta Shari. The halacha is that a dry one would be permissible. It sounds like that we're not concerned about using it for a spit, as long as it would be good l'chachil of firewood. But Rativ to Osa, but a moist one would be Osa, because it's not good wood. Now, so let's look at, right, this is another interesting Rashi over here, right? The Hilchos, so this is interesting. I think Tosfos disagrees with a lot of this Rashi, but let's just read the Rashi. The Hilchos, it's an unusual Rashi. Hach Hilchos, you see the Rashi Hilchos, everybody, right? Hach Hilchos, this halacha over here by the Gemara is a liba demand de islay mukta. Is according to the opinion that holds that is mukta, meaning it's Rebbe Yehuda's camp. Yeah, ikva, it was fixed. Yeah, about anon, but us. Rebbe Shimon Svir alone, we hold like Rebbe Shimon. Bein b'muksa, whether it's talking about with muksa, yeah, and bein b'dovah she'ena mischavein, and whether with something isn't mischavein. So now this is also a bit of a swerve ball over here. We'll explain that. Uk Rebbe Yehuda, b'machshiri oichel nefesh. And also with Rebbe Yehuda, in oichel nefesh, we're allowed machshiri oichel nefesh as well. B'chulu, and all of them are shari. Right, now, so now we're working backwards now, yeah? Bein b'chizra, chizra is what we just said, the pointy stick, right? Even a wet one, it sounds like Rashi's saying, yeah? V'chein smichas kaderos, also the previous case, with regards to putting the pot on top of the kaderos, v'hakavas chavios, and also putting the barrels together, right? Which we kind of got together. A madurta, and also making your fire a kadeira. So all of these, right? So it's mashma from the Rashi. This is the problem. He's saying, why is it permissible? Because Rabbi Yehuda is oisa a dava she'eino mischaven. It's a machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon with a dava she'eino mischaven, right? And over here, you're not intending to make a building, right? When you got your barrels, right, side by side, and you put your pot on top of the barrels, you don't intend to make a building over there. You're intending to cook your pot on the fire with your pottery vessels, right? So. Okay, all of the Amoras, so basically anything, all of the things going from the, on this previous, on this Amod, yeah, Talmud Ibn Rav, Havu, there was Talmud Ibn Rav, right, and Rav, Savalaka, Rabbi Shimon Ibn Muksa, Rav holds like Rabbi Shimon Ibn Muksa, and also Rav also holds in Shabbos that Dov Hashem is Chavin, is also like Rabbi Shimon, but Anan Kaimalan, Rabbi Shimon, and we all like Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Dorash Rava. Now, continuing in the same vein, Dorash Rava has got, he gave a drasha. Isha, a woman, lo tikanes, she shouldn't go, ledir ha'etzim, into the wood. Deer is basically a fenced place with a wooden, basically, your wood storage. Litol mehen ud, to take from them an ud. So an ud, there's a lazy rashi over here, basically, it's something like a spit, though, or it could be, it's like a poker, but it's, you're using a piece of wood for a clear again, though, basically saying, go and take a good, it's like, you know, when you go on a walk with your kids or whatever, you know, certain pieces of wood, you get fighting for a walking stick, right? You go, oh, that's a good walking stick. So certain pieces of wood, by definition, are just like matim, right, to be used. So you got this nice piece of wood over here, which can be used for an ud, right, which is something, some kind of tool that you use with a fire. It says you can't do that. And also, now an ud, let's say it was an ud, right, that you pre-designated before Yom Tov, so when it came into Yom Tov, it was a kli, shenishba, and it broke, now it's also let's say it could be Yom Tov. You can't use it as firewood, because you already pre-designated it before Yom Tov as a kli, and now when it breaks, it's a broken kli. And we know the principle is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the fish is seeking the kalim, you're allowed to light with kalim, because nothing changed over there, right, and it's still the same as it was, and I suppose kalim are like food, and kalim you can use, do whatever you want with them, there's not like any limited tiltle. The aim is to keep a shivrei kalim, but you can't light with shivrei kalim because there used to be a kli, and now it's not a kli, it's just firewood, but it wasn't designated beforehand. Oh, so that was a statement of Rava. So the Gemara asked now, Lameimra, is that to say the Rava can Rebbe Yehuda Sfirolei? Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda. So Rava holds out Rabbi Yehuda. I'm going to bring you a case which sounds like he doesn't. The Islay Muksa that he holds with Muksa, Baha Amalei Rava. Rava said L'shamei to his shamash, Tovi bake li for me. Bar Azra a goose, that's fine. Bashadi mei and throw its intestines L'shunra to the cat. So what's he doing? He's taking human food, right, and giving it to the cat. And we know one of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is Mukhon La'odom, Lo Mukhon La'behema. So how can he give the guts to the cat? So, what? No, Shunra, cat.
I know, I'm saying it's a behema. It's
okay, fine. Okay, so thank you, Brian. Right, Mukhon La'odom, Lo Havim Mukhon La'kolom. Very good. Okay, oh, so what's going on? So answer the Gemara, no, it's different over here. Because Hossam, over there with the guts, given the misruchi, seen as guts don't last. They get rotten, they go off. If you see the piece, if people look at the bottle of milk that was left on the back over there, it's looking very disgusting. Some weird things have happened to it. Certain things don't last out of the fridge. And so it's for sure going to go, it's for sure going to go off. So he can't leave it till tomorrow. Yeah. So he intends, right, to give it to the animals, the guts to the cat from Erev Yom Tov. Yeah, so therefore, over here, basically, Mukhon La'odom, Lo'avi Mukhon La'kolavi means what you intended for the person, you can't now give to your dog. Let's say, in the event that animal died, you can't change its purpose on Yom Tov. But over here, basically, he had two intents. He intended for the nice meat to be for the person, and he intended for the guts for the cat, and that would be fine. Me'atzmol da'ati Lo'avi.
So stop here.